Other news in Chicago today, Governor Rauner released a statement with a list of potential cuts to services around the state. The budget's not balanced by July 1st. This includes cuts to services like child care assistant programs, a downstate prison camp, juvenile detention centers, and an immediate hold on funding for the Ileana Expressway project. The House is being called back on Thursday. It's a mystery, though, on what legislation they'll be reviewing. It's getting interesting. We've been talking to lawmakers all month long. Tonight, we welcome Democrat Representative Will Guzzardi. Guzzardi represents parts of Chicago's Northwest Side, including Logan Square. Representative Guzzardi, thanks for joining us on The Download.
Thank you so much for having me on the program, Justin.
Let me just ask right away your reaction to the this afternoon's cuts by Governor Rauner.
Yeah, I think it's just another indication that the governor is perfectly willing to use poor people, children, the disabled as bargaining chips to get his political ends accomplished. I think we're seeing a really clear distinction between his views and the Democratic Party right now. You know, the governor is, he's proposing profound cuts to people who desperately need services. And what we're saying is we need to fund those services and find some revenue solutions to make that happen.
So what do you expect when you get back down to Springfield on Thursday?
I expect that we will begin a long process of urging the governor's folks to negotiate with us about how best to fund our state's priorities.
There you go. Okay, let me ask you this. You know, I saw today that Governor Rauner, I know you've been an advocate for education, state education, city education. The governor today mentioned once again, I think he's been mentioning all, it seems every month he kind of floats a suggestion of it may be prudent for the Chicago Public Schools to file for bankruptcy. What's your take on that?
I can't see how that would be a good result for the children in this city. I think bankruptcy, I mean, it's sort of an unprecedented idea, but, you know, we can look to what happened in Detroit. Those proceedings were extremely lengthy. They were very complex, and they left the city in a financially very unstable position for a long time. I can't imagine trying to go through that during a school year while we were trying to send kids to school. Again, I think it's just another example of the governor being unwilling to fund our priorities and deciding to use them as, you know, using school children as a bargaining chip. I think it's unacceptable, frankly.
You know, let's talk about this week at CPS. Barbara Bird Bennett steps aside. Rahm Emanuel is clearing house, and some of the the board members that have been at CPS. What's your take on it? Because, like I said, you've covered education. You ran on an education platform to get down to Springfield. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on what's happening with the Chicago Public Schools this week in the news?
Well, I think you couldn't have a better argument for why we need an elected school board in this city. We are seeing precisely the things that you get when you don't have public accountability and transparency, right? You get inside baseball and insider deals, and the taxpayers and the citizens of the city ended up losing badly as a result of it. So, the mayor is cleaning house and he's replacing those old folks with new folks. But I think it would be an awfully good step forward if we, the people who those folks represent, got to choose them rather than having them appointed by fiat.
Is there something that we should be concerned as taxpayers, the way that sort of these no-bid contracts kind of went forward with the Supes Academy, or the idea that, funding for the state services like education and other things may be cut? I mean, what's the outlook for us as taxpayers as our representative sees it?
I think we absolutely should be concerned about the no-bid contracts. And I think that's, as I say, I think that's an example of what happens when you have a body that's just a rubber stamp, right? And it's not really a deliberative body. So they're not making these decisions with any sort of serious deliberation. So this is what you get. As far as the longer term picture for school funding, I mean, we, the Democrats, just passed a budget that actually increases funding for K-12 education. It's a very responsible budget. It's a sensible budget, and it needs some new revenue. And I think we have a clear question before us as a state. Are we going to cut public schools, we can cut Medicaid, we can cut programs for people who desperately need them, or are we finally going to step up and ask the 1% Bruce Rauner class in the state to finally pay their fair share and help us fund these programs we really need?
State Representative Will Guzzardi, he represents areas of Chicago, the near Northwest Side, including Logan Square. Representative Guzzardi, good luck this week and have a great summer in Springfield.
Thanks so much for the time. Great to be on the program.